10,216, Leo and Barbara Methane, west of Road 530, 350 feet north of Arnett Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
That's Leo Methane, 10 Yorktown Road, Newcastle, Delaware, and 2372.
Okay, and do you swear a firm testimony about to give us to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening,
I'm simply asking for a variance for my shed, which is placed on the property. I apologize for the second grade diagram. The girl said I had to have a picture or a diagram right when I was applying for the permit. The reason for the shed set there is the most level part of the property, and the other side of my the other side of the house is all septic field, and so I can't place anything on there. The reason I set the shed where I did, from the road and the house, the natural, if you look at the diagram where the driveway circles, the natural runoff from the road to the left side of the house down to the river is where, between the shed and the house, if I were to put it further back, and I didn't know originally about the 40 feet, I set it back 25. If I were to put any further back, that would impede the natural runoff of the water down to the river. So I'm asking for this variance of 15 feet to keep the shed where it has in place.
On the notation from our zoning inspector that Oak Crest told him they told you he did not need a permit for a shed?
Yes, they did. But my contractor, who was doing work on the house at the time, did apply for a permit, thank goodness. So, they did tell me I didn't need a permit for a shed. Well, I would need, if it was, it's 12 feet. If I had a 14 foot, I would need a permit to get it from Oak Crest to Seaford. But they told me I didn't need a permit. But my contractor was working on the house at the time, did apply for one.
Thank God for him, right?
Yes, sir. I do have a picture of the shed, if it matters.
But he didn't read his permit.
Sorry.
He didn't read his permit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Told you to get a permit, but you didn't read his permit. Where it says 40 feet.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Rickard already asked it.
Hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a letter that was in the application.
For the record, his neighbor is Lee, Calloway? Eric Calloway is your neighbor?
Yes.
He has no objection to the shed.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, the chair will call for a motion. Okay, last call.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we take case number 10,216 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,216 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. What that means, sir, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like.
Stay.
Or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.